we have to accept that kind of call from an authority. President Muhammad Buhari has called upon Muslims to preach according to Quran and the Sunnah of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those who are going against the teaching of Holy Quran and the teaching of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they should be condemned. Once you are a Muslim, you are entirely controlled by Quran and Sunnah of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you should live in peace and harmony with your fellow Muslims and even the non-Muslim alike. So with preaching, you can call people with wisdom, preach them what Allah has said in the Holy Quran and what Prophet Muhammad has said. So on our part, under this organization, we are trying our possible best to see that our teachings is in line with the doctrine of Quran and that of the Sunnah of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We cannot go beyond that.
Some people have expressed concern that since the beginning of this violence carried out by Boko Haram, prominent leaders, Muslim clerics in Nigeria, seem to be afraid of their lives and have failed to condemn Boko Haram's act of violence and terrorism. What do you say to that?
No. We have done that. We have said it's not Islamic. What you are doing, if you want to teach people, if you want to tell them the goodness of Islam, is not the way you will present Islam. Then you are giving Islam a bad name. So we have been telling the world that if you want to teach Islam, if you want to present Islam to the Muslim world or to the non-Muslim, then you cannot present Islam with this kind or with the way they are presented. So a lot of things they are doing is going against the teaching of Islam. But what we are saying with this, if the government can identify them, let them come on table, let them sit together to decide or to have understanding that will bring to an end of this kind of violence. By sitting on the table and discuss with their leaders, the government knows them very well, they know their sponsors, then let them come and discuss with them so that this thing would come to an end.
Some Nigerians have called on Muslim leaders like you to encourage people living in parts where Boko Haram occupies to cooperate with the military in an effort to defeat Boko Haram. What do you say to that?
I am still with what the government are doing to ensure that this violence has come to an end. You cannot only use force. By using force, you are using force, but still, that kind of creed, that kind of aqida is still with them. Our own understanding is let them fetch them out, let them bring them to table for a discussion, understanding, so that other people will not embarrass their way of living. Other people will not come to accept their teachings. If you flush them out, there are a lot of people that will accept that kind of teaching. But if you can sit with them on the table to discuss with them and understand what is their mission, then bring the Islamic scholars to discuss with them, tell them that what they are doing is un-Islamic. But we cannot do this unless when the government come in and bring them to table. Then the government can invite the senior Islamic scholars so that they can discuss with them at length.
How ready are the senior Muslim clerics like yourself to help the government to negotiate with Boko Haram to find a solution to this crisis?
We are ever ready. Without peace and harmony, we cannot even practice our religion. We are ever ready. Anytime the government can invite us that these are the people of Boko Haram and you are the Islamic scholars, what is Islam about? Let them tell what is in their mind. Let them bring it out, so that the Islamic scholars can address it once and for all, and then the government will take the next action. We are ready anytime the government feel like inviting us, then we can accept that invitation. But we are saying this thing can come to an end when government and those people will come to a table for a discussion.